Unit 13. Listening. CAE Part 1. Multiple choice. Extract 1.
Good morning, sir. Jane Marsh from Devonport Community Radio. Is all your produce organic?
Yes, from the carrots to the cauliflower. And what you get here actually tastes of something. I mean, the flavour is really superb. Here. And see? The carrots crunch the way they're supposed to. Not like those bland cardboard things you find in the supermarket. The fruit and vegetables there may have come all the way from some exotic place, but they're all dried up by the time they get here. We're charging a little bit more for our stuff, but when you try it, you'll see why.
And I suppose you're also having to persuade people that a few marks on an apple or a cucumber that's a bit bent, well, that's how they're supposed to look. People can be a bit fussy like that, can't they?
Well, the first thing to say, of course, is that we don't use pesticides or anything that isn't natural. That explains why the fruit and veg looks the way it does and what attracts regular customers to the market. They also know it's extremely fresh, straight from the field to here. But yes, you're right. First-time customers, you can see they're a bit anxious because a pear or a potato isn't perfect on the outside. But as I say, once they've tried it, they keep coming back for more. And it makes me laugh how they bring along their old plastic bags from the supermarket. It's good to see some recycling, although I'd prefer my name on the bag.
Extract 2.
Good morning, Tricia. We've had a lot of messages from listeners this morning about the government's new policy about the kind of food eaten in schools. There seems to be some misunderstanding about what the policy actually means.
Yes, some people have missed the point. We're not saying what pupils can and can't bring to school. If they want to eat a chocolate bar at break time or have a fizzy drink before class, we won't be asking teachers to go out there and confiscate them. But we do say that schools must now be responsible for what they provide. So rather than having pies and chips on the menu 5 days a week, well, they'll be serving up things like pasta, whole grain sandwiches, fresh fruit and so on.
I see. But isn't the childhood obesity problem in this country more the responsibility of the parents? Shouldn't they be keeping an eye on their kids' consumption?
Well, I believe that most do, at least when they can. But there's all that time when their children are out of their sight. Even though we've had a great many campaigns on the obesity issue, I mean, today's children do know about what's good for them and what's not. It's hard to say no when temptation is right in front of you. Junk food at school is just part of a wider junk food culture. It's in the corner shop, in the petrol station, not to mention all the fast food outlets. We just want to exclude school as an outlet.
Extract 3.
Shelley, you've just been voted Slimrite Winner of the Year. You look absolutely marvellous, but how do you feel about winning?
Oh, thrilled. And so are my kids. I mean, they never said anything about my weight, but I suspect they were very scared. They probably knew more about the health risks than I did. I suppose that's why I never made an effort before. I didn't feel particularly ill, and my appearance had never really bothered me. It's never stopped me socialising. But one day I overheard someone say that once you get to my size, my old size, there's nothing you can do. And I thought, that's ridiculous. And it sort of motivated me to set myself a challenge. Being a Slimrite winner is a bonus, but it was more about my own goal.
And how did you actually go about losing the weight? I'm sure many people would love to know your secret.
Well, you need a nutritionist. Mine put together a whole series of menus that were balanced and healthy. Some things were new to me, like lentils and beans, nuts, that kind of thing. But it was all pretty tasty and fairly easy to cook. Having someone really take a personal interest in your well-being, it reminded me of the lovely priest in the church I used to go to as a child. Even when I admitted one time that I'd given in and pigged out on chocolate, he just gave me a recipe for homemade muesli bars and said, here, try these instead. I had that kind of patient encouragement all the way. I couldn't have done it without him.